when people recognize that, you know, it's ultimately all you're doing is escaping, right? And you're not dealing with the anxiety.
Yeah, you're not doing it.
It's not going to go away because at some point in your life, you're going to have to face it.
Absolutely.
Definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and
over and over,
expecting a different outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm sitting there, and by the way, I'm guilty of it. I do it still to this day. I just know I just get out of it quicker, right? If I'm sitting on my couch and I'm feeling extreme anxiety, and it's been 3 hours, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm just gonna like turn on music or close my eyes or try and zone out in a TV show or read a book, and that's gonna get rid of my anxiety. And I'm still sitting there and I'm feeling all the anxiety and all the thoughts are going through my head that are making me feel anxiety. And I'm not changing anything because I'm still sitting on my couch. Right? It's not going to change. Sitting on my couch clearly isn't helping me.
It's not going to help
you. So what do I do? You know, what am I anxious about? And there's a dinner I'm supposed to go to, but I'm going to cancel the dinner because I'm feeling anxious. No, don't cancel the dinner. Go to the dinner. And as much as I'm dreading going to the dinner, right? Meaning not the business dinner per se, but a friend's dinner. I'm like, this could literally be like a good friend I'm supposed to have dinner with. I'm going to cancel because I'm feeling too anxious. Go to the dinner. And I tell you what, 99% of the time I go to the dinner, anxiety's gone.
So when you think about that, because I'm thinking about the strategies, we talked about meditation.
Yep.
We talked about creating boundaries.
Working out.
That was my next one.
Any kind of workout. Like,
you know what helps me? Yoga.
Yoga is the best.
Every morning yoga, and I do hot yoga. And the first, like, this is my third year consistently going to yoga, right? When I forced myself to go to yoga, but the initial feeling, being in an enclosed room, remember, I feel like
I'm claustrophobic, right?
I wanted to leave. And I fought with myself. Like, this was a you versus you type of battle.
Yeah.
And I think I've really strengthened myself because from today, looking back 3 years ago, it took everything out of me every time I went into yoga because it was a little hotter. I felt a little bit more uncomfortable. But the more I did it, the better I got. And that goes to the theory of putting one foot in front of the other. And now today, I consider myself a yogi, but what yoga really does for me is it puts me right back in that really small box.
Centers you.
It centers me with heat. It makes me have to face things that I normally wouldn't do. So putting my own self in uncomfortable situations really helped me with the anxiety of setting my day up.
So what you're doing is what? It's kind of interesting because I think a lot of what you do as a job, you don't realize how similar it is to helping people with anxiety. Because think about this, right? So what is someone doing who's pushing beyond the boundaries? Like, of they're already doing something great and now they're going to try and push to a new boundary. They're putting themselves in an uncomfortable position. And you have to get more uncomfortable.
You do.
And what you're talking about is like what you do for life.
That's
you
what do I do. I'm doing it every day.
Right. And so you're actually putting people in an anxious position and teaching them how to get through it. So anxiety, if you think about it, is like, I'm got this feeling inside. I can't do this. I'm going to like fall apart if I do this thing. Right. And it seems like an ordinary thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You're just going to your friend's house for dinner. It's like, I know, but I don't know why. I just don't want to leave. I don't want to. You don't know why. But what you're talking about is like, I don't have anxiety right now, but I went into hot yoga and I put myself in anxiety and pushed myself through it.
Because me being claustrophobic is being in a hot box.
Right.
And knowing that I can leave, but I can't leave.
But that's. So exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So imagine you're making a decision to do it, right? Now, people who live with anxiety, they don't have the decision. It's just there. And it's like you're trying to figure out how to turn it off. You'll do anything to turn it off.
Mm. That's a different level of it. Because that's what I'm looking at, because you have extreme, right? And extreme is going to require an extreme effort with different resources, different doctors, maybe medication.
Yep.
And then you have minds that I don't feel like is extreme at all, but I still feel anxiety. Even though I'm normal, I push people, I'm the leader, I could feel it when I open, like I got off the plane, for instance, get off the plane from China. I felt an immediate overwhelm of like, okay, I got a ton of shit to do. Like I got to get this contract done, this contract. I got to get back to the office. All these people wanting to see me on the court. People want evaluations. I mean, like my phone is going boop, boop, boop.
Yep,
people
yep.
seeing you back. And then the first thing I do, I don't even realize it. I haven't responded. I went back to that. So
see?
For me, I feel normal. Like I feel like I don't really run into the extreme of anxiety of some people, but I want people to know that it's people that get up every day, that grind, that's disciplined, that we still have some type of normal.
Well, let me
anxiety.
Tell you something that's a little crazier though. So I feel like I've been had a lot of success in my life. I've done a lot of firsts, right?
Right.
I've a lot of people take credit for it, but I think I could take the most credit for, you know, Marvel being at least the structure of what it is. For Netflix 2010, giving them a streaming window. You know, for taking Overture Pictures off John Malone and turning it into a full-fledged studio. You know, a bunch of different things we could walk through. But going to China and shooting a movie in the first co-production in China in 2006, people were like, well, why would you ever go to China for anything? Right. At the time, there was 1,000 movie theaters. Like, they're, you know, living in Dubai in 2001, right after 9/11,
imagine what
as
Dubai
a Jewish person.
Like. Right.
There was nothing in Dubai.
Yeah.
It was like one street living there right after 9/11. Like, but all these things, which are extreme to people, like, they're like, you know, and I was going to China then for 10 years, 2 weeks every month, back and forth, because we opened offices in Beijing and Shanghai, and we were the only studio to ever get a distribution license from the government. So now I'm sitting down with government world leaders, and they anointed me as the head of the China Film Production International for the entire government. Like, I have this video where
that's huge,
they came out in front of the whole, like, saying, this is our guy. That all came because of the anxiety that I've lived with. Meaning, because I go through so much fear and anxiety, there's no difference to me from walking from my couch to the car to the dinner than from getting on a plane to Dubai and living there, or getting on a plane to China to go shoot a movie when people are like, why are you going to China in 2006? Like, and yeah. So the other side of getting through anxiety is that the things to the most people that are like, that's so crazy, that's so extreme, it's like, actually, it feels no different than me walking to the car.
So you're saying that the feelings are the same?
Yeah. Anxiety, when you feel that amount, this amount of anxiety, like, which, like I said, I used to say as a kid, it's worse than any physical pain. That's what I used to say as a kid. I can't explain it, but I'd rather experience physical pain.
So I got a question for you then. So, like, for some of the people out there that handle anxiety through substance abuse.
It's funny I was going to bring that up.
Right? So, like, that may not be the right avenue for anxiety, because if, you know, just I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, right? Because we feel two different types of anxiety, and it's pretty cool because it's two different, you know, perspectives.
They're opposite.
And then I'm thinking about throwing in a substance.
So it's interesting because in my life, I'm lucky that I've never liked
this
drugs.
Is what I did, you because know, you wouldn't be sitting on this couch.
No. So I like, you know, I've tried a couple things and I hated it every time because I hate the complete out of control feeling. So I never liked the, I'll call it things that, like, I can't smoke weed, for example. Like,
right.
I get, you know, either paranoid or I just don't feel like my brain isn't functioning right. I don't like any of the other kind of hard stuff. It's just, it makes anxiety worse. One thing is where when I go through super hard periods in my life in the past, I would drink too much. And I would definitely turn to drinking too much. And what's interesting about it is, you know, I look back at those times and I was like, oh, I was drinking way too much, right? And especially during the hardest times, because it's easy to, like, you know,
yeah,
you get home at night or whatever, and you're just stressed to the hilt. And I say stressed, I mean, you're feeling anxiety. It dulls the anxiety, right? But what I came to realize is it's 10 times worse in the morning. So, yeah, it was dulling it for me, and then it was making it worse. And so, you know, I enjoy a good drink. Like, I'm not, you know, it's not like I don't drink. But I've also realized it's the times when I feel the most anxiety are the times when I need to not drink. And so for those people who might turn to drugs or might enjoy drugs, it's not like to me, they're all a drug, alcohol, whatever. Right. It's the same. It's a drug. It's altering your brain. And I'm not judging for people who do that. But it's very easy. I call it kind of self-medicate, right?
Right.
Self-medicate to not, to, you want to dull the pain,
right?
Right. Like when you feel anxiety, if someone said, take this, drink this, snort this, it'll go away. You do it in 2 seconds. That's how bad anxiety feels.
Right.
And so I can see how it leads people to substance abuse. And I feel bad because if in the beginning it's making you feel better, and then you need more, and then you need more, and then you need more, right? And then all of a sudden you're like, you're an addict.
Yes, it's gone.
Yeah. You know? But I think that when people recognize that, you know, it's ultimately all you're doing is escaping, right? And you're not dealing with the anxiety.
Yeah, you're not dealing.
It's not going to go away. Because at some point in your life, you're going to have to face it.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have to put one foot in front of the other. And what you're doing there is self-medicating. And I'd say if you're needing to self-medicate, then you probably need real medication.
Right.
And that's right. Where you should, like, a lot of people think there's a stigma to it. And I don't think there is.
I think the stigma is gone, you know, from like 20 years ago when it came to, you know, mental health and people being checked into like different type of treatment centers, and to be put on medicine was like kind of like, oh, you have to take those pills.
Yeah.
To where I think people are more educated now about what different people need for them. And I think this can really help. This can really help, you know, the people today, because, you know, when you look at anxiety and then you look at, okay, this person is not experiencing maybe a social drink, where it's a laugh, it's a drink, mm-hmm. or you have people that maybe even smoke weed, mm-hmm. that, like, you know, they smoke when in a group, they chill, they don't smoke because of anxiety. That's what they do. That's
different.
It's different.
Right.
But when you use something in a way to like cope with it,
then it's self-medicating.
Then it's self-medicating. Okay.
Well, and that's, to me, that's like I said, you know, I've been through it, and it's hard because you're gonna have to look in the mirror. And I've seen a lot of people with anxiety get to that level where they abuse it, and eventually it's gonna catch up with you.
Yeah.
And so I just say to that, there's no shame in like getting on medication to help with anxiety. Like none. It's a serotonin. It could be a serotonin imbalance. It could be a you know, a some type of receptor imbalance, and it could just be that you just, you know, there's so many things we're finding out about gut health, like things that are in our foods, antibiotics that actually they're now putting a correlation between taking antibiotics and what it does to your gut flora and causing actual anxiety. So maybe as a kid, you had an antibiotic and it messed with your gut health, and that actually directly correlates to the serotonin levels and what you feel, that, you know, anxiety. They're now saying actually that your heart has a similar neural network to your brain, and perhaps your stomach does too. So we don't know why,
right?
But we do know that serotonin levels can affect it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're turning to substances because you feel anxious, go see a shrink,
right?
You know, and see if you should go to a psychiatrist, not a psychologist.
Right.
And then the other part is like, just push through it.
Push through it and develop the habits of like, maybe working out, maybe creating some habits that allow you to, it's a positive habit versus something that takes away from you. Like you said, working out, yoga, meditation,
boxing,
small group boxing. Wait,
even home boxing. I have a bag at my house. I feel anxious, if I just put on my gloves and I just go do like, you know, 7 or 8 2-3 minute rounds and just punch it out, I feel a million times better by the end.
That
takes 15, 20 minutes. And all you need is gloves and a bag you can buy off Amazon for whatever, $200, you know? And you just put them on, and if you don't know moves, you can pull up a YouTube video and learn 1, 2, 3, 4, you know?
That's really good.
Honestly, that's the best advice I could give, is if you have nothing else, buy a boxing bag and some gloves. You could be a girl, you could be a guy, you could be big, you could be small, you could be fat, you could be skinny, it doesn't matter. Just learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on YouTube, and then just start, hit a
that's
timer,
really good.
3 minutes.
My advice for athletes is feel the fear.
And do it anyway.
That's my advice for you athletes.
That's my advice for the whole world.
That's for the whole
actually
world.
Is,
because you got to feel the fear and do it anyway. Because if you're an athlete, you're going to be exposed. You're going to be in front of the cameras.
If you're anyone who's successful, you're a target.
You're going to be a target.
People are going to come after you. And then just remember, who's actually coming after you? Do you care?
Right.
Like, do they matter to you?
Feel the fear.
We could rename it. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Feel the fear, do it anyway.
I love it, bro.
Dare to fail.
Because that alone, it just speaks so much to me, because when I'm working with people to fail and get over anxiety, you have to feel the fear. You got to do it anyway. So feel it. Embrace it.
You got to have the fear. You already have it right here.
You got to do it.
So you can sit here, or you can stand up and put one foot in
front
of you.
That's what the good young athletes, because that's what keep the young athletes, that's the difference between peak performance and people that don't perform.
Yep. Are you going to stand up, or are you going to sit? You're going to sit with the fear. You're going to sit with the fear.
Yes.
Are you going to do it, or are you going to not do it?
That's great.
Thank you for joining us on Failure with my wonderful co-host, who has such incredible insights. And
for our YouTube, if you guys on YouTube and you haven't done so yet, make sure you subscribe today to our channel. Also, make sure you turn on your post notifications. It's the little bell button right there at the top, so every time we post, you can get the notification of our posts, and drop comments below.
Yeah, let us know what you like.
We want to know what you think.
We're here to help. You notice, like, we're not sitting here promoting stuff. Absolutely. We want to help the world. So, you know, we did today because we had such an overwhelming request to talk more about anxiety. And so, you know, we've been through a lot in our lives.
Yeah.
And we have some access that we want to bring to help to all of you. So please, you know, if you want to leave a negative comment, sure, go do it. I mean,
yeah, you know, but we're going to learn from that.
You know, we'll learn from it, but make sure it's real. Don't make it a troll comment. But seriously, please talk to us.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have a great rest of the, maybe till we see you guys in a couple days. And dare to fail.